Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Happy National Ice Cream Day, Schwani.
Ah, there's a holiday I'll celebrate.
I'm guessing, I don't know which big ice cream company invented this holiday, but that's what it is today. It's National Ice Cream Day today.
Thank you for that.
And I didn't even get you a card or anything. I feel badly about
it. Hey, Schwani, remember the last time you and I had a little fun with a rainbow cone?
That was a revelation.
Oh, boy. Oh, yeah, that's right.
That was a revelation.
That's right. I turned you guys on to that.
Yeah, you totally did.
I'd go down there. For, you know what?
I beg your pardon?
There, I'd go down to the ice to Rainbow for ice cream, National Ice Cream Day. Oh. That's worth the drive to
you bet it is.
Your neighborhood.
92nd and Western.
Boy, that was so good. And that was, like I said, that was our virgin, both of us, right? You had never had one either.
I never had one before, the Rainbow Cone. Yeah. And the lady from Rainbow was...
Lynn Sapp
was looking
Sapp
at
the
us.
The owner, yeah.
Saying, I'm just enjoying watching you guys
it's
eat
not
this
often
ice cream.
That you get a rainbow cone virgin, two of them
right at the same time. Yeah, I mean, come on. How much people pay for that?
DiGilio is going to have a field day with this. All of it,
right? Yeah, we discussed the relative, the values of licking versus.
Yeah, you said that was that's
licking
the best
versus
part.
Biting.
You know, a lot of times I make these little, I make some comments, and you always give me this look like, oh. But you were the one. I was going at it as well as Swanee, if you will, and you said it's interesting because Dave is a chewer and Jim is a licker. And I'm like, okay, if you're going to open that door, my friend.
it's when you watch people eat an ice cream
cone,
it's very interesting how people eat ice cream cones.
And that one is an interesting, you have to think about, especially as a first timer, you got to think.
It's not a scoop. There are layers.
And
there's multiple flavors going on.
Right.
And you got to say to yourself, do I want the whole experience of tasting perhaps all of them all at one time?
All five flavors?
I pick one?
Are you going right for the orange sherbet, for the chocolate, for the
pistachio.
Pistachio. In there. This is the ice cream of my youth, the rainbow cone at 92nd and Southwestern. But there are a lot of great ice cream joints.
Margie's
around
still
the
around.
Chicago area.
Margie's Candies.
Yes.
Well, I want to open up the phone lines and just talk about your favorite ice cream. And if you're a licker or a biter.
Do you like a hard cone or a soft serve, Dean?
We're going to get into that in a few minutes. I know a tease when I hear one. 312-981-7200. We'll talk some ice cream on this National Ice Cream Day.
I'm getting soft serve right now.
In a minute. I always feel like every week right before Mike Hamernick, right before we go to him, he's like, how did I get on this show?
He always feels very uncomfortable.
How do I get off this show? It's 10:19 on 720 WGN. This is Dean Richards. Happy National Ice Cream Day to you. Proclaimed by, I have no idea actually who.
All of these days.
Proclaimed it, but it's a top trending item all across the nation. And I guess the idea is to get you to eat ice cream today. Like you need a reason.
Nothing wrong with that.
I was talking about the original rainbow ice cream, which I've talked about millions of times here on the show. I love it. It's the ice cream of my ute. There are lots of places around the Chicago area. Gertie's is a famous ice cream place. There was a place on Irving Park Road on the northwest side called Buffalo.
Oh, yeah, the Buffalo. Yeah, that was on Irving near Pulaski.
Old-fashioned ice cream parlor. Sam, what was – I'm trying to think of the name. There are some famous ice cream parlors on the southeast side.
Gady's
is what I'm thinking.
Chicago.
On Commercial, was
yep,
it?
Yep. Gady's, and then they moved to Lansing in the 2000s. But when I was a kid, Rainbow Cone and Gady's were the two.
Yeah, those were like super special.
And in Oak
treats.
Park, there was a place called Peterson's.
Peterson's, another favorite.
Which is still around, but it's not as prominent as it used to be. Yeah.
Neil, how about for you? 312-981-7200. Hi, you're on WGN. Neil?
Me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, cool. I've never been able to get on WGN. This is great.
You made it.
Favorite person.
You made it.
Oh, this is awesome. My favorite place, there's tons of them, but Kimmer's Ice Cream in St. Charles. They do their own. They make their own ice cream. It's a small place, and
is this like an ice cream parlor where you come and sit down, and they make the sundaes and the banana splits and yeah. You know, like all that?
Exactly. It kind of looks like it used to look like the place from the Brady Bunch that Peter and Marcia worked at. It had those
with
chairs.
The red and white and everything.
It was really, really cool.
Yeah, because
and then the other place is Homer's in Wilmette.
All Homer's in Wilmette. Yeah, that's another a favorite around the Chicago area. Great. Well, I'm glad
exciting. I've never gotten on WGN, and I've always wanted to be on your show, so thank you.
What other things would you like to talk about now that you're here?
It's been a long time. You'd like to talk about the Nixon's resignation?
It's got a few topics.
Yeah, he's been...
Considering that was when I was 2 years old. Yeah, right. Cool.
He's been waiting a long time to get on.
No, I was four.
Talk about that.
I tried last year to get on, and your show's impossible to get on. So
the phone's going to get a little busy.
Thank you
sometimes.
So much. This is wonderful.
Well, it's nice of you to call in and keep trying, Neil. We appreciate it. Have a great day today. All right? Appreciate it.
You as well, sir.
Thanks very much. Bye-bye. Yeah, somebody texting in. Who remembers the Zephyr? Do you remember the Zephyr?
Zephyr.
It was on Ravenswood... Maybe it might have been Wilson.
It sounds familiar.
It was. That one is like an old quintessential old-fashioned ice cream parlor.
What you got to love about those places is you're at a great ice cream place when everything comes in a silver platter or
right.
some kind of a thing with the big, nice, long spoon.
Right.
Yeah. That's, you know.
The cold spoon, too. They pull the spoon out of the fridge.
Right out of the freezer.
And is there anything better than when you get a milkshake and they give you that?
The tin or whatever you call it.
Oh, right. God, is that awesome.
Yeah, all of it wouldn't fit in the glass. So we brought you the rest of it in the tin.
And the funny thing is that you can't wait to, it's the same shake, but for some reason that extra residue, you can't wait to get to that.
Right.
Because the one in the glass almost looks too pedestrian.
Yeah, well, I mean, and there's a little chocolate syrup down at the bottom of the tin, too. Yeah. Stuff that didn't get mixed in is at the bottom of the tin. A lot of folks are texting in Margie's.
Yes, Margie's.
Which is still there, the original that's on Armitage and Western.
Yeah.
And that's, again, classic ice cream parlor. I forget what they call it, but there's a sundae that there is no possible way one person could eat this whole thing.
Right.
I forget what it's called.
Is it some kind of a boat?
It's in a gigantic...
Right.
It's like they took a Volkswagen, turned it upside down, and put ice cream in it.
Yeah.
That's how big this...
Everybody should go to Margie's. If you live in the Chicago area, you should go to Margie's at least once.
Yeah. That is the Terrapin Sundae, right?
I can't remember.
That's what it's called. It's a Terrapin Sundae. It's got 15 scoops of ice cream, two gravy boats of hot fudge, two gravy boats of caramel sauce.
Ridiculous.
Oh.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
You know what? You know, you laugh about all these fake holidays, but... I'm really in the mood for ice cream now. It's working.
Okay, good.
It's working.
A bunch of people are texting in Lockwood Castle.
I knew there was a castle.
I can't. I'm not even
Lockwood
familiar
Castle.
With this place.
I think that was somewhere on the northwest side as well. That was in sort of my neck of the woods. We used to go to Lockwood Castle.
Somebody is saying it's on Devon and Central.
Yeah, it was kind of like in the Skokie area, I think.
Devon and Central is what they're saying.
Yeah, Lockwood Castle.
If anyone's been there, I'd like to learn more. Prince Castle, somebody says also.
That one I don't remember.
I remember Prince Castle being like a White Castle knockoff.
Oh.
I don't remember it being specifically an ice cream place.
Remember
but
Tasty
maybe there's
Freeze?
Something else. Oh.
Cock Robin?
Tasty.
No, that's what it was called.
I know.
All right.
That's Cock Robin's famous for their burgers now mostly. But that was a big deal for us. We'd go to the Tasty Freeze.
Tasty Freeze was
and there
great.
Was like there was one little window where you ordered.
Right.
And then you go to the other window
and you
pick it up and they had a little sliding screen at ours. I don't know if they all had that or not.
Somebody else texted in, here comes Schwanee in all caps, and it's a Schwann's ice cream truck.
Yeah.
I didn't know Schwann's made ice cream.
I'm not aware of
that's
that.
How they got started.
Is that family?
No. There is no relation.
That's
no,
why he's
unfortunately.
Here.
Just make it up.
Yeah. So you think I'd be here with you dopes if we were in the ice
like
cream?
It's like me, Toronto Bakery. Everybody's, I'm like, look, I'm not involved with Toronto Bakery.
Schwann's premium ice cream.
No, it's no relation. I believe they started in Ohio and they've spread all over the Midwest. But Schwann's premium ice cream, and now it's food service delivery. So they've got a number of things going.
Someone asking, is rainbow ice cream just rainbow sherbet? Love your show, Sherry and Joliet. Thank you very much. No, it is not just, it's anything but. It is
sherbet, if you will.
Excuse me?
It's sherbet.
Sherbet?
It's not sherbet.
It shall be.
That's what I say.
No, well, you're from the south side over there.
Okay.
It's sherbet. Didn't you know that? You knew that.
This is what rainbow ice cream is, the original rainbow ice cream cone.
You better get these right, all five.
It's a slather of chocolate, a slather of strawberry, slather of Palmer House ice cream.
Which is my favorite of all.
Which is vanilla and walnuts and cherries.
Yeah, that was my favorite.
And then pistachio nut, and then orange sherbet on top of all of that.
So that's on the top, right?
The orange sherbet's on the very top. So the orange sherbet kind of drips into everything else also. Yeah.
That orange and chocolate mix at the end.
Oh, baby.
Remember the push-up?
Of orange sherbet.
Yeah.
Sherbet.
Sherbet. remember the push-up? I used to love push-ups.
They're good.
They used to come in those little cardboard things that would always get way too soggy.
Yeah.
But, oh, were they good.
And it wouldn't work anymore. That's perfectly acceptable for National Ice Cream Day to enjoy a lovely dreamsicle, which I would also enjoy once in a while. Gene, hi, you're on WGN.
Good morning, gentlemen. You're making me crave ice cream. My story is that I am part of the baby boomer generation, and there used to be a group of us, maybe five or six, and we were 10 or 12, and we were given permission to walk as a group down to 61st and Pulaski and go to Dove's.
Dove's, the original Dove's.
And that
Dove's,
was the original Dove ice cream, and we would get hot fudge sundaes with tons of whipped cream and nuts and a cherry on the top and a little glass container that you would pour with the hot fudge. And it's part of our growing up history, but we never, ever imagined that Dove would be a worldwide, you know, distribution of ice cream.
So that's from Chicago.
That's
very
where
it, good.
When you buy a Dove bar, a frozen Dove bar someplace that originated in Chicago at that ice cream parlor.
Wow. That was the original one. Yeah. And I also wanted to tell you that some of the creameries have bought into the franchise to sell rainbow cones. I know the one in New Lenox does because that's where I am now, but not all of them do. But if you crave a rainbow cone and you have a creamery around you, you might call and ask because they can give you the same delicious cone there.
Wouldn't be the same unless you wait in line a little bit outside 92nd Western.
You have to sweat a little bit first.
Right. It's part of the ritual of the whole thing. Thank you, Gene. Right. I appreciate your call. Hi, Mary. You're on WGN.
Hi, Cupid Candies in Oak Lawn.
Cupid Candies in Oak Lawn, a classic.
I had a full ice cream service. It was wonderful. And Prince Castle was on the corner, and their big claim to fame was square-cut ice cream.
Oh, that's right.
I like square ice cream.
I do remember that. Yeah, square-cut ice cream.
Cool. Yeah, great. Always
I do remember that.
And always fresh. Fresh, fresh, fresh.
There was a place near where I grew up on the southeast side called Cunis Candies. And it was an old-fashioned candy shop, and in the back, they had a little soda fountain, and they would make sundaes and banana splits, and all like that. And which is now I go ahead.
Half of it was devoted to candy, and the other half was ice cream.
Exactly, same thing as Cunis, which I believe is still open, maybe in Dalton or someplace. Somebody told me that it's still out there. Hi, Larry, you're on WGN.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, the original plush horse, I'm sorry, the only plush horse in Palos Park on 123rd Street is the absolute best. And your previous caller about Dove Candies on 63rd and Western, the original Dove bar, that chocolate was so thick. It was like eating a meal all in itself, and it had to be like 5,000 calories.
Can you imagine that? A homemade ice cream bar, homemade, like from back in the day ice cream bar. Had to be so great. Yeah, I wonder if other cities also have this kind of like rich heritage of places like this, or if this is something that's uniquely Chicago.
And it seems by these calls, it seems like the South Side had because I remember a lot on the Northwest Side, but certainly not as many as you are mentioning here on the South Side.
We love our ice cream on the South Side. We love our ice cream.
Can I mention a couple of places that I grew up with?
Please.
In Northwest Indiana, We had a place in Highland that everybody referred to as the custard stand. It was soft serve ice cream, but you got that, and you could get just giant cone for 35 cents.
Homemade custard,
a nice custard.
Not only did they have homemade custard there, but you could get hot dogs, any type of candy you wanted. That was there in Highland. Also, a place that's still open. They reopened it, a drive-in called Blue Top Drive-In on Indianapolis Boulevard in Highland.
Wow.
They served up a banana split in there. It was awesome.
I haven't had a banana split in 100 years.
You know, isn't it? Then you find, you know, because it's all, you know, everybody's so health conscious and weight conscious, and we don't splurge enough. I have not had a banana split in 25 years,
it's
probably.
Only three scoops of ice cream. It's not that
there
big of a
deal. There were three cream.
But you think that, I'm not going to be that indulgent.
Right.
And then 2 decades go by. Dean.
Okay. All
right. I want ice cream.
All right, so settle down.
I want ice cream.
I feel like my dad. I'm on a road trip right now.
am I going to turn around?
Turn this radio station around.